Have you had a chance to reflect on some of the bits that we talked about?
The one thing that I really related to was not feeling safe, but trying to think your way into feeling safe and then just disconnecting from the body.
The body doesn't distinguish between something that's real and something that we vividly imagine. So it's kind of like you're re-traumatizing your body by going through all of those scenarios in your mind.
That's a horrible thought.
There's a sort of disconnect at the moment between what's happening in your body and what's happening in your mind. And we're trying to reconnect those two pieces. Welcome to today's episode of In Therapy with me, Alex Howard. And for today's episode, we have got the first half of Hannah's second in-person session. And at this point, Hannah is starting to make some real progress with feeling and processing her emotions, and sort of seeing some of the ways that ties into some of the other challenges and issues that she's been working with around her nervous system and some of the things that have been going on with her energy. So in today's episode, in this first half of the session, we start to explore a little bit more this relationship. The relationship we have with our feelings and emotions is pretty much the relationship that determines all the other relationships in our lives. And this week we have two parts. So we have the first half of the session today in this episode. And then in Thursday, we're going to have a second episode of In Therapy, and we'll have the second half of this session with Hannah. So here's Hannah.
Since my last vlog, I've had some opportunities to put to test this new thing I've got to try. Feeling my feelings, getting into my body. And it was really, really hard. My auntie came round and I had a really strong stress response to that. Almost like it was more of like a fear response. Felt like flight and fight. And it lasted throughout the whole time she was here and well after she'd gone. A similar thing happened a couple of days after that when I went on a date. I actually had to leave early because I thought I was gonna throw up. Never really had that before because of like a stress thing. I'm assuming that's what it was. And now I'm absolutely exhausted. I was really trying to connect to my body and feel that, but at the same time, the feeling I had in my body was so overwhelmingly strong. It felt hard to think that I wasn't feeling that. It was just like, oh, Jesus, I've been feeling this for like 4 days straight. How can I not be feeling this? How can I not be connecting to this feeling? It's so like overpowering. And I try and just let it feel okay about it being there. But when it's so draining and depleting, it's really hard to be okay with it. It made me really angry because usually 4 days of rest and not doing usual baseline stuff, but I'd feel pretty good after that. But I just felt exhausted still. So it's been a challenge. I think this is going to take a lot of practice. And when I did connect to my heart, like my heart that was beating fast and the symptoms that I was having and trying to feel that and acknowledge it, it seemed to make the feeling more intense. I'd get waves where it subsided, and so I felt like I was doing the right direction, but it very quickly came back. And it was very hard to know what tools to use at what time. When was it okay to tap? When's it okay to meditate, you know? I'm still very much in the learning stages of this. I'm sure so many people watching this can relate. I think experiencing just natural nerves when you're doing something new, when you're going on a date, on top of what your body's doing in stage two, when it's so wired, is very overwhelming. I know I find that really hard to deal with. More practice needed, I guess. Since the last vlog, I've revisited module 7 of the reset program, and it's all making a lot more sense to me now, and I feel quite relieved because I can see what I need to do and I just get it a bit more. It's kind of helped me like confirm that I have a lot of like head created emotions, but mainly just when I'm in a crash, and it makes the crash so much harder than it needs to be. And I know that I've got a lot of anger and like I feel still a lot of pain about past events that I feel a lot of the time like I should have let go of by now. I've been seeing a really good EFT practitioner who's helped me so much with so much, but I'm still struggling with these old feelings, and I feel like I've let go of them when I'm feeling okay in my body, like when I'm having a good day physically. I tend not to have these feelings of like anger, but if I'm in a crash or I'm feeling it really ill, they will flood back, and I feel a lot of anger, just really quite intensely, and I feel very like reactive, which was like a word Alex used on that. Totally made sense to me. And he also said that you can feel more reactive when you're wired anyway, and which I do experience that a lot of the time too. So it's good to like just confirm where I need to be focusing. The opening to emotions exercise has been really helpful. I think since I've started doing that just every day, I'm getting a much better understanding of my body and just how to surrender to it. The other day I was watching TV, just something came on, and I suddenly just felt really stressed in my body and really anxious, and that makes me angry, you know, when that happens. But I just tried to feel what other emotion was there under that, and it was just real, like, loneliness and sadness is what I felt really strongly. And once I realised that and felt that, the like, crazy heart rate and feeling of anxiety just went down. So that was like a bit of a breakthrough. I guess the emotion that I struggle with most is anger. When I feel anger, I feel angry that I'm angry. And I don't feel like I have the means to express it or shift the anger in like the way that I want to. When I'm angry, I just want to be outside. I want to be running really hard and like be in a gym, like going for it. It feels like shouting into a pillow or like punching pillows, or just when you're inside still, in the room that you've been in all day or all week even, and it just doesn't cut it. But doing the exercise has helped a bit, and I feel like it is going to help more. So when I can thank those feelings that I have and be okay with them being there, or just try to be okay with it, I can feel like something coming up to try and let them release. And I feel like my body's about to cry, but I don't. It's like it kind of like it's trying to come out, but it can't quite do it. So keep practicing, I guess.
What I'd like to explore, if it's okay with you today, a bit more is some of more of the experiential piece of it. So what kind of, in a sense, a continuation of what you've already been doing in terms of just looking at this relationship and working a bit more on just relaxing and settling in your kind of response to it.
Okay.
Does that feel okay?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. I think so.
That sounds like a maybe.
A maybe, but yeah, I'm happy to do that.
Yeah. I think, you know, part of what's really important is that you know that at any point you can say to me, stop.
Yeah.
You can also say to me, that's enough for today. The worst way to work with something like this is to try and push the process.
Okay.
The more one tries to push the process, the more that part feels under threat, the more the stress response actually starts to come.
Okay.
So a lot of this is about building trust with that place in you. What we want to be doing is just understanding more about this. You know, it's a relationship, really. It's a relationship between you and your feelings and what's happening in your system. And it's about healing and rebalancing and transforming that relationship, in a sense.
Okay.
So just maybe take a little bit of time, and if you want to close your eyes, you can do, to just feel into a bit more of what's happening right now in terms of that stress response. So it might be that there's more or less of it happening. It might be just through talking about it, it's gone down. It may have gone up through talking about it. But just notice what's there right now. So there in your heart, in your shoulders, in your face, in your body.
Do you want me to say what it is?
Or just describe it, yeah.
I feel like it's gone up. I feel like really shaky.
Yeah.
And a bit like dizzy.
Yeah. Does it feel okay to let that be there?
Yeah. Yeah.
So just see if you can, whilst that's there, feel your hands on your lap, feel your feet on your floor, feel the weight of your body on the sofa. And just be present to your body. And just notice the place in you which was, may some of us historically might have been in a kind of getting angry or trying to reject or trying to push away. And just see what happens if you just let the feeling be there, that it be okay that you feel that way. What happens?
Yeah, I don't really feel any anger towards it.
Okay, good.
It feels more intense. Like, it feels like quite too intense to ignore, like, to feel angry with it.
Yeah. So if it was a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the most intense it could be and 0 being completely gone, what's the number that's there at the moment?
Feels like an 8.5, 9.
Yeah. Okay, and you've done quite a bit of EFT historically. You can open your eyes for a minute if you want to. I'll ask you a question that I just answer. What's been your experience using EFT with this experience?
Like helpful. If I get to a session, I'll feel like this, and not so much lately, but definitely in the past. And then I just start with tapping with that, and it would help calm me down.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think part of what this is a kind of learnt response.
Okay.
There's a sort of, your body has learnt that unfamiliar environment go into a stress response.
Mm.
And part of it, I think, is sort of, for want of a better word, trauma that's sort of there in your body, that as you come into your body, you're starting to feel more of the stuff that's there. And so, in a sense, your strategy historically has been to be in your mind and sort of be in a place of kind of disconnected from it.
Yeah.
And as you're coming more into yourself, you're also starting to feel more of the stuff that's there.
Mm.
So let's see what happens. It might be that as we tune into it a bit more and you settle into it, that it just relaxes in the process of that. If not, I'm also open to using EFT as a tool to help with the kind of processing of that as well.
Okay.
So just tune in a bit more. Just feel, particularly what I want you to do is be aware of the feeling of your feet, of your legs, of your hands and your arms. So just kind of being grounded, being in your body.
Okay.
And just feel what you're feeling. See if you can be in a place where it'd be okay to feel what you're feeling. And feel the weight of your body on the chair, on the sofa. See if you can tune into more of the quality of the feeling. So it may be that underneath the kind of surface kind of stress and anxiety, it may be that there's something else that's there. What do you notice?
It feels like fear, like my teeth are chattering, so it feels like that kind of, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a sort of fear response that's there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it feel okay for that fear response to be there?
I think so.
Yeah, well, let's find out. And if at any point it doesn't feel okay, you can tell me. You can also, you've got lots of strategies you can use to distract or to,
right.
So they're all available and they're all kind of open.
Okay.
So just see if you can feel in a bit more. In a sense, really, what it is just energy that's been there in your body. It's been there for maybe a long time. And as you connect more into your body, just feeling the felt sense, and just see if your teeth want to chatter. Maybe it's okay for them to chatter. The energy just wants to kind of move. That's also okay.
Okay. I feel like I always laugh out of nervous laughter sometimes.
Yeah, it's okay. We all do that sometimes. It's fine.
Okay. It just feels like a bit of a weird thing sometimes to just do.
It's fine. It's like me going to the dentist and cracking jokes. It's like sometimes it's just that. That's the thing that helps move what we're feeling.
Okay.
Just doesn't have to be a serious business. But just see what kind of what's there. And just see what you're actually feeling in your body.
Or like an emotion.
Yeah.
It's hard to feel an emotion right now.
So is it still the fear?
I think so, yeah.
So see if you can describe a bit more of the sensation of the fear.
Yeah, it's just like a sensation, like my legs shaking and I feel like I've got a headache coming.
Is it okay to let your legs shake?
Yeah.
Let's just see if you let the energy, so rather than blocking the energy, because the headache is normally the holding on.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a kind of like energy's moving and there's a rigidity to it, and then that's what causes the pressure to build.
I guess it's like in a social situation, I'd normally be feeling quite conscious of this, so
yeah.
My instinct wouldn't to just let my body shake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The good news is you're in a well, you are in a social situation, but you're not in a typical social situation right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Because part of this is that there's a kind of historical thing that's coming up, and then it comes up and it kind of gets shut down.
Yeah.
And if you can allow it to move through, and in a sense, as it's processed and digested, it doesn't then need to come up in those situations.
Yeah. I feel a bit like emotional now. I feel like...
So what's the emotions there?
Like sad, or just like general feeling of like emotion.
Yeah. Does it feel okay?
Sad? Not really.
Yeah. So what's not okay about it?
I just don't feel like... Yeah, I just find it hard to do that in these... It feels like an intense situation.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I'm like putting a spotlight on your feelings and asking you to feel them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's your history with sadness? Is sadness something that you let yourself feel?
I think so, yeah. I feel like I felt it a lot.
Yeah.
I felt like a lot of the time in the past when I've been angry, like it would sometimes express as sadness rather than like, I'd often like cry if I was angry kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And you would feel that by yourself as opposed to with other people?
Yeah, I had a really hard time like ever saying what I was going through to people.
Yeah.
At the time, I like much better now, but for a long time, I just couldn't express it to like my friends.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds reasonable that there's sadness that you feel.
I don't know. Like, I feel like it's about the things in the past rather than things now.
Sure. But it's in your body.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, it might not be about what's happening in this moment right now, but as you, what's happening is you're coming into your body and then you're feeling various feelings and emotions. And then you're kind of trying to disconnect, or you're in a kind of reaction to that. And to really be in our body, like kind of grounded, landed in our body, we need to have processed and digested the stuff that's held in there.
Right.
So is that sadness still there, or has the sadness moved away, or what's happened?
It's still there, I think.
Yeah. Do you have any kind of memory or any kind of context what that sadness is about?
I can't tell what it's about, but I feel like this response, like in my body, this like fear, and I felt that a lot, like since I've been ill at home, and that caused me a lot of like sadness and like difficulty, and I think it's to do with that.
Yeah.
Like,
can you say more about that?
Just like this, like feeling like my legs shaking and feeling like fearful. That's just something that I felt a lot at home with my dad, and it just felt like a constant at one time.
Yeah.
It's really overwhelming, and also my like it was just like a really toxic environment, and I was very worried about my mum. I just felt like really sure that like the way my dad was behaving, I felt like it seemed like he wanted to like physically like hurt me.
You felt afraid.
Yeah. And like it seemed weird that he'd not already, like the way he was behaving, that was so unpredictable and so extreme, like it seemed weird that he'd not already like hurt my mum. You know, that he wasn't being violent. It seemed weird that he wasn't.
Yeah.
But then I found out that he had actually, you know, he had been violent one time. But I felt like really confused, and like I didn't know how much of it was like, I was second guessing myself a lot.
Yeah.
Like, was it reasonable to be feeling this anxious about it? And like, I just felt like at my lowest point, and I was very stuck.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes the anticipation of something is almost more damaging than even it happening, because you're living in a constant sense of fear that something's going to escalate. that feeling like something's on the edge of something that doesn't always quite get there. But the fact that it's on the edge, your nervous system's kind of waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
So it makes absolute sense that you're living in a state of fear.
It was also like at the same time as my health was like at its worst. Yeah. And that was when I was having the most trouble getting help from the doctors. And there was a lot of like quite hurtful like conversations with doctors and health professionals and things that just made me feel really like that this the whole thing together made me feel like my confidence was just at an all-time low.
Yeah.
Like, it was definitely just, I felt like totally like worthless at that.
Well, you also, you were trapped in the situation as well because you didn't have the physical health to get out of the situation.
Yeah.
What do you feel right now as you talk about it?
Yeah, it's very shaky.
Does it feel okay that the shakiness is there?
Yeah.
I mean, feeling fear and feeling shaky when you're in a physically potentially volatile and dangerous environment seems like a completely reasonable response.
Yeah. But because, like, my dad didn't see his behaviour in that way, it was very hard to... And my mum didn't see it either. I felt like I was going crazy. I felt like people just weren't listening, and like it was hard to keep telling myself, like, no, this is not, you know, this is not okay. This is to trust like my instinct about it all.
Yeah. So there was. It sounds like you were left almost sort of questioning yourself quite a lot as well. Like, is there something wrong with me? Like, maybe I'm not seeing it clearly, but why can't they see it? And if they can't see it, it's not going to change because they're sort of in denial about it.
Yeah. I felt like quite helpless to, it wasn't like my relationship, it's like their thing, but it was obviously impacting me in a big way because of the behavior in the house. And my dad also was very not understanding about my health. And it felt like really being, there was a lot of criticism from him. It really felt like almost like being bullied, like that's the feeling that it felt like. That's the way I would kind of describe it.
Yeah.
It's just everything in that time just made me so like, it made me feel so much like anger and sadness and like, but also just despair like about the future. And I felt like I was quite on my own, but that's gone now. But it's just very hard to like, I want to move on and let go of it, but I just find it very hard to do that.
Yeah, but also the impact of all of that is still in your body.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you obviously you've worked through some of it and, you know, it's not there all the time.
No.
But when you're coming into situations where it doesn't, when it feels emotionally a bit outside your comfort zone or doesn't feel kind of familiar or safe, your body's going into a response because that's what it's learned to do. What do you feel emotionally right now, talking about it?
I don't really know. I'm not really sure.
What's there in terms of sensations in your body?
Just like, the shaking, just like tight in my chest. Just, I feel like emotion, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah. So does it feel okay to feel the tightness in your chest and just give that a bit more space?
Yeah.
Yeah, so just see if you can just feel into it a bit and just give it, just be curious, You can touch it if you want to, if you want to close your eyes for a moment, you don't have to keep them closed if you don't want to, but just sort of giving some space, just inviting, allowing the feeling to be there. And what happens as you do that?
I feel a bit more relaxed. Feel a bit more emotional as well.
What's the emotion that you feel?
Just like sad, like crying, like I want to cry.
Yeah, so there's some sadness.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like a very reasonable thing to feel, given all that was going on. Is it okay that that sadness is there?
I just feel uncomfortable with it, to like express it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really want to cry right now, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to on my own. Like.
Yeah, but there's something about also being witnessed in one's feelings as well. And it's not that there's any pressure from me. And it may be that the way this process is independently, and that's okay. I'm not trying to push you or force you anywhere. But I think there's something around a kind of shame or around a kind of like, you know, it's not okay to have this feeling. Mm. And actually, it sounds like you went through a huge amount, and feeling sad and feeling angry and feeling rageful and feeling vulnerable, all of those things sound to me like very sensible and reasonable things to feel.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I need to like let go of the idea that I should have got over it by now. Like maybe with the tapping, it's kind of like the focus is on like letting it go.
Yeah.
I think I just needed a bit more time.
I think also that sometimes the challenge with using interventions like tapping is that there's a sort of focus of almost not feeling by getting rid of it.
Right.
And what I think is important for you at this point is actually being comfortable with the feelings and actually really learning. Is my suggestion that just whenever you're around anyone, you feel anything, you just completely let it go? No, of course, there's different different levels of appropriateness in different situations. But what we're really working on here is rebuilding your relationship with your own feelings and emotions that you learned to feel, to not trust, you learned to reject, you learned to try and get rid of. And that's all in your body. And as you're coming more into your body, that's why part of why I think things are a bit bumpier recently, because you're starting to sort of feel these things that have not fully been felt.
Yeah, that feels true.
Yeah. It's not just the what of what happened, but it's the fact that you were going through it on your own and you were trapped in the environment.
Yeah.
Often the fear or the anxiety is a kind of top layer, but as you sort of settle and you come connect a bit more, then you start to feel more of what's underneath that.
I feel like pressured at the moment to like do this like trip with my family.
What trip is this?
So my dad's mum, she's going to be 90 in May.
And your dad's going to be there?
Yeah.
Sounds like a very clear no to me.
So you enjoyed today's episode of In Therapy. We're going to have the second half of this session on Thursday. So you'll see where things evolve, where things go to, and particularly it gets quite intense for Hannah as I start to really encourage her to go deeper in, to really start to look at, not just intellectually, but really feel into experientially this relationship. And I think it's a really good way of understanding and getting more of a sense of the way that we work using the therapeutic coaching approach and methodology. If you haven't already, please do comment below this video. I'd love to hear your own reflections, thoughts, and comments. Please do also like the video. And if you haven't already subscribed to my channel here on YouTube, please. We're putting a lot of effort and energy into these episodes, and we'd love you to be following along for the journey. Click the notification bell. This also is a great way of letting YouTube know this is content that we certainly believe is worth watching. So tomorrow we have the third in my three-part series with Sanna Anderson from the nutrition team at the Optima Health Clinic, where we're going to be exploring some of the testing that we do, particularly around small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, or SIBO, in the context of recovery from fatigue. And as I mentioned on Thursday, we're going to have the second half of today's session with Hannah. Thanks for watching.